And next, I have a special guest. Sandcastle Jesus are a new band from Colchester. And they released a single on Friday called Bombshells. They are Charlie, Alfie, Fran and Will. They met and formed in school and had a single out last year called Left Knocked Out, which I think Paul played on his show last year when it came out. Can you hear me, Alfie?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, thank you.
Good. First of all, the dreaded L word, lockdown. So how has it affected you day to day and the band? Have you got jobs? Or are you studying?
I mean, I just finished secondary school, so it didn't affect me too much. But in terms of music and the band, I mean, it gave me a lot more time to write music and to focus on my playing. And I mean, me and Charlie normally kind of send ideas back and forth through, videos and stuff. So it affected it in the sense that we couldn't get together and practice, but we could still give each other our ideas and still write songs. But it definitely meant that, you know, there wasn't any practice there.
Yeah. And the single Bombshells, did you have that one in your back pocket, or was that one that you did during lockdown?
I think we wrote that about December last year. So, yeah, it was in our back pocket, and we definitely knew we wanted to get that one recorded and released because, yeah, we really liked the song.
Yeah, it's a harder sound to the first one. It's definitely a set ender as well when you get to play live again as well, I think.
Yeah, when we played it at gigs before we released it, we always ended on that song because it has that big finish, and it definitely has a different sound to our previous songs, and I feel like that sound is something that we probably will continue to go forward with, yeah, with a couple more songs.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that, or someone mentioned Smashing Pumpkins was an influence on you, but I actually can hear a bit of Supergrass in it as well, actually.
Yeah, me and Charlie both listen to Supergrass, so that's definitely in there, and Charlie's a big Smashing Pumpkins fan, so there's definitely that influence in there too.
Yeah, and on Thursday you did a gig, it was a streamed gig at Hotbox in Chelmsford. How did that go? I watched it, but
That was really fun. That was just amazing, even though it wasn't a gig in the sense that people were there, it was really good to just play live and, you know, just have the kind of actually live, and, you know, you got monitors there, you got, you know, a sound engineer doing it all, and it was just really nice to get together and have people hear us live, even though they may not have been there in person. It was just a really good feeling to get back together and play a set.
Yeah, it was really good. And some of the songs, I know it's I'll Be There For You, I like that one. It's got more of a sort of a jangly Orange Juice C86 vibe to that one, I thought.
Yeah, that's another band that me and Charlie both listen to, and yeah, some of the guitar parts are quite jangly, and it's meant to be one of those really upbeat songs that, you know, just kind of moves along, bobs along nicely.
And I saw some footage online of you playing a gig in your hometown in Colchester. It was absolutely rammed, everyone was singing along. It seems like it's from another age, but it was actually only in January, but you know, I can't see there being gigs like that for a while, sadly. But what plans have you got going forward?
We're definitely looking to record some more music and to release some more music, as that is kind of the only option at the moment with gigs like unavailable to do. So I think we've definitely got some songs in mind that we want to record, and we'll definitely have some more music out, hopefully before the end of the year.
Great. A couple of questions that were sent in earlier. First albums bought by the band. I don't know if you can answer for the others.
Yeah, I did ask the others. Okay. So myself, I remember the first album I bought was The Ooze by King Krul, which is quite a jazzy album and is really nice to listen all the way through. Will said that his first record was Substance by the New Order. Oh, yeah. Fran said that her first one was Back to Black by Amy Winehouse, and Charlie said that his first one was Inner Speaker by Tame Impala. So quite a varied mix there.
Yeah, very varied.
I think that shows that all of us have, we have similar music tastes in some areas, but we all kind of branch off on our own way, and that really helps with songwriting and bring all these different sounds in to make our sound not so, just more varied, I guess, and not just all the same.
Yeah. And the other one that sent it was your, be your dream support slot if you could pick.
I think Charlie will 100% agree with me on this, as well as the other members. The Lemon Twigs, a band that and Charlie are certainly fond of, and Fran and Will like them as well, but me and Charlie are pretty obsessed, and it'd be great to support them. They're such a good band.
Yeah. Yeah, they played Latitude. I think some of the guys here from Phoenix went to see them last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully you're going to put Essex back on the map, because it's been a while since we've had a really good guitar band that's made it, really. I don't think, if you count Nothing But Thieves, they've done quite well, but really I can't think of anyone else for quite a long time.
Yeah, apart from Blur in the 90s.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything else. But yeah, hopefully you'll be back on the road soon and we'll see you. Maybe you get some gigs, Chelmsford, Colchester, and we'll come and see you. And
thank you.
We'll certainly be looking out for you in the future. And we better play the single then. This is thanks, Elfie, for coming on. This is the single then, Sandcastle Jesus and Bombshells. Check out their social media and download this one. This is Bombshells.